Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Samach Hei. We are into Keregein Shagana. So we'll start Gufa Amarav. Again, there's we could really spend many weeks on today's daf, the next couple of dafim. We'll try to touch on as many topics as we can, and feel free to analyze more in the time during the day that you're not listening to the daf. Gufa Amarav. Rav says Keren Kein Shaganav. Keren Kein Shaganav. What does that mean? That when the Ganav pays, that he estimates the Keren, the principal of what he owes, based on the time that he stole it. If it changed value in the interim, he does not pay based on what it's worth now at Hamad Badin, but based on what it's worth then at the Shas HaGneva. Tashlumei Kefel, Tashlumei Dalad Vehei, Keshas Hamad Badin. But Tashlumei Kefel and Dalad Vehei, the two Knossos involved, they go by Hamad Badin, the time that the Nignav brings the Ganav to court. My time at the Rav, what's the reason for Rav? As we had yesterday, Omar Kra, Gneva V'chayim, the two psukim, two words in the pasuk next to each other in Mishpatim, Gneva V'chayim, Amai Ka'amar Rachmana Chayim B'Gneva. What does that mean? That there's Chayim, that there you have to make it alive B'Gneva. Ach Yele Keren Ke'en Shaganav. It means you have to be Mechaya and make alive the Keren Ke'en Shaganav based on the time that it was stolen. So this is the famous sheet of Rav, Keren Kein Shaganav, Kefal Dalad Hei Kshas Hamad Bedin. So first question, which part of Rav is obvious, or which part is Mechudash? Right? Are both Mechudash? Would we not have thought either of them? So Tosfos says, Tosfos asks in Gufa, B'yim Tom, our second line, my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush of Rav? Mas Nisanhi, B'resha Gozal Kama, Kol HaGazlon, M'sham L'Kshas HaGzela. We already know this. What's the Chiddush of Rav? Etc. We know that already. So what's the chiddush of Rav? So Tosfos says on the second wide line, V'yesh lomar de'ikar Rav lo asa lashmi'inon ela tashlubi kefuf tashlubi dalad v'hei kishas amad v'din. The first half of Rav is no chiddush, says Tosfos. Keren Kein Shaganav, we would have known that already. The chiddush of Rav is the knasos. The knasos go by shas amad v'din. Why? Because I would have thought that the knasos would have started earlier. Right, that's what would have gone by Shas HaGneva too. That's what it said. That's what Tosva says. That the Chiddush is the second half of Rav, and that is the Knossos from Shas Hamad Bedin. Says the Pnei Yeshua, how could this be? The Pnei Yeshua says just the opposite. Just the opposite. Knossos. Knossos don't exist before Hamad Bedin. Right, we know by Mominus, for example, if I borrow money from you, so that Maisa causes me to owe you the money. Right, if I'm mazik you, so that, why do I owe you money? Because I damaged you. So generally, by dini mominus, and hezek included, so then we say, the chiyah flows from the act itself. But let's say, dini nefashis, which we'll talk more about. Dini nefashis, I'm a chal Shabbos. So am I chayav misa from that act of chilul Shabbos? So l'chora not. L'chora, dini nefashis is only from shas hamad b'din. That's what the Rambam even says. If somebody's b'chal Shabbos, that he says, oh, I'm chayav misa, so he kills himself, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Mises Beis Din, because it only exists from Shas Hamad Bedin. So Mamanis is surely from the Shas Maisa. The Nefashos and probably Malkus is from Shas Hamad Bedin. So what about Knossos? What about Knossos? So the Pashtus says the Pnei Yeshua is that the Knoss also does not exist until the Shas Hamad Bedin. It doesn't flow from the act. I steal and therefore I owe kefil. After all, what's the biggest raya? The biggest right that it doesn't exist until Shas Hamad Bedin, Modi Beknas Pater. Modi Beknas Pater, meaning you are usurping the Bezdin's ability to be Mechayev, and you're doing it, so you're not letting it all get off the ground. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. What's Tosfos talking about? The second half of Rav's statement is the Chiddush? No! Says the Pnei Yeshua, the first half of Rav's statement is the Chiddush. It's the opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos says the first half of Rav's statement is obvious, Keren Kein Shaganav, and the second half is the Chiddush. So says the Pnei Yeshua, just the opposite. The second half of Rav's statement is obvious, because all Knossos, of course, go by Shas Hamad Bedin. You evaluate that based on what it's worth at the Shas Hamad Bedin. But you might have thought that once all these Knossos in Geneva only go by Shas Hamad Bedin, so maybe the Keren is pulled with the Knossos. And therefore, it's one lump sum payment. And even the Keren would go by Shas Hamad Bedin. Kamash Malan, that's Rav's Chiddush, that you go by Kein Shaganav. V'yikar kralu itzrich ala amayta kavar Keren Kein Shaganav. Right?
It's meduyak that the pasuk is for Keren.
What? And it's meduyak that the pasuk is for the Keren. Correct. The raya that he brings, interesting, the raya, Josh says, is the Keren Kein Shaganav. That's what you're bringing the raya for, because the rest might not need a raya. So that's Tosfos versus the Tosfos versus the Pnei Yehoshua. So what do other Mefarshim say? So when does the Knas exist? The Tosfos here and the Rosh also seems to say that the Knas exists even from Shas Amad Medin. So this discussion comes up in the first parak of Maseches Makos in the context of Edim Zomim, talking about Edim coming to Beis Din, saying Ruvein is Chayav Misa, and then it comes out that they were lying, but what happens if he really was Chayav Misa, because he killed the person, but 2 days earlier, or 2 days later. So in that context of the Peyman Aleph, Tosfos says that by Dinei Nefashos, the Chiyav doesn't exist until later. Why? Says Tosfos. So you would have thought, because the Chiyav doesn't start until later. So Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, you know why Dinei Nefashos, it doesn't start right away? Because probably the Edim are going to be tripped up. Drisha v'chakira, there's so many cross-examinations, separate rooms, you have to test them, they have to be talking the same exact thing. So, azvadi amrina, the kodem shenigmar adin lo havi bar chiyuva. You know what? They probably won't make it to the final stages of din. So that's why, by din and nafashas, we don't say that, we say that the chiyuv doesn't exist until later. Masha'enki, by mamanis, it starts right away. That's Tosfos. A very unfundamental pshat of din and nafashas versus din and mamanis. And that bothers Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger there, unusually, is not bothered by what Tosfos says, but by what Tosfos didn't say. Since Rabbi Kiva Eiger there in the Goyen HaShas, Tosfos had a much better reason. What Din HaFashas, the Chiyav doesn't exist until Hamad Abedin, because the Edom might be tripped up? That's not why it doesn't exist. It's because fundamentally, the Chiyav doesn't start until Hamad Abedin. Tamahani, says the Goyen HaShas. L'may Hutzrachu L'azeh, V'lo B'Pshuto, Dibbe Mamon, Aftaleka Edom Klal, Elohu Ba'atzma Omer, Lo, Ki Elo Lavisi. If somebody says, I borrowed money, then they have to pay. Even without be'edim, you know, they're chayiv. That's what mamanus is. But masha'en kein b'knas, or by the nefashas, to lekushta de milsa eino mutal alav l'shalem. To cause macha lo chivu bezdin eino mechuyav klal. That's the language of Rikiv Eger. Important lashon. V'chein b'dinin nefashas. To be masha yodeh ha'emesh shaharag labar k'talahu. V'eino lo chiv klal ha'hamis as atzmo. Like a chiyav rak al pi psak bezdin v'achiluk nira v'nachon ubarer v'ezras Hashem, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So he just doesn't know why Tosfos, he agrees with Tosfos, it's chiluk, but doesn't know why. He doesn't say something much more fundamental. Tosfos though seems to say that maybe Knas does exist beforehand, lishitaso, as Tosfos here says what's the chiddush? Not Karen Kate Shagana, but the Knas of Kashamad Medin, because you would have thought Knas exists earlier. Ah, Tosfos lishitaso, Tosfos in Makas Daf Hey, Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf. What difference does it make in terms of when the Knas exists? Does the Knas exist right away? Does it exist later? There are a number of nafkaminas, the most famous one being what the Rosh discusses in the first parak, and that is Tfisa. Tfisa. What if Bizman Azeh, you know, there are no Knasos, Bezman, not on Knasos, Bizman Azeh. So let's say that the Nignav goes and toe-faced the Kefel, or the Dal Vehei, or the Shloshim Shalevet, any Knas. So if I'm toe-faced, what's the Halacha? That's a machlokas discussion in the Rishonim. What about if it's a, what about not bisman is there? What about if it's bisman, there is a bezdin, but it's a safek knas. You're not sure if you're chayav a knas. Where does this come up? The Gemara has an ibayin de lifshita. The Gemara has an unanswered question. What if I chop off the arm, not the arm, the leg of the animal, and then I do tzvichu mechira? Am I chayav dal vehei? Meaning I don't shech the exact same animal. So that's a unanswered question in the Gemara. And it's a machlokas, Rambam Ravid, whether the tfisa works. The Rambam says, Ganav in Geneva, Beis Yud Beis, Ganav akatim imenu Eiver, v'yachagach machra, etc. Ein motziin imenu dalavahe. V'yim tafas, hanizak, ein motziin miyado. The Rambam says, you can keep it if you're toe-faced. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Lo mechavrali, the tfisa mahanya. No. U ein koach lechaybo el lebezdin, u bedin pasuk beli safek. V'zeh kivan she safek huetzla, eich gamru ezdino. So the Rav, what are you talking about? There's no chiyav yet. So it's a machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether the knas exists yet or not, even in a suffix. In a suffix, do you say, I want to forever all of a rayas? This is a big discussion. Many mefarshim say, like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that it does not exist until Bezdin is b'chayavit. But there are other achronim that say no, like Tosfos here, and that is that it, maybe it does exist. Rabbi Chanan holds that it does, the chiyav knas does exist already, but... What if his big rise is a Mishnah in Shvius, whereas the Mishnah says that Shvius is Mishametes Chiyav Knasos. If you owe a Knas and then Shvius comes, you don't owe it anymore. So says Rabbi Chanan, if it doesn't exist yet, how could Shvius be Mishamet it? It must be that it exists, and that's how Shvius could get rid of it. So, with other rais as well, Rabbi Chanan assumes that there is a knas already. The only question is, according to these shittos, if there is a knas, so why do we pass on modeb knas pater? If it already exists in the world, so why do we say modeb knas pater? So for that, you have to come on to what we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, and that is the thought of Rabbi Chanan mentioned something similar, but Rav Shachter quoted in the name of Rav Salvechik, and that is, even if the knas exists already, maybe by definition, a knas has to be inflicted, because it's an onesh. And therefore, if you're modeb, even if it exists, bezek cannot be mechayivit, because you were mechayivit on yourself. And therefore, it wouldn't be able to be mechuyav. It has to be ma'anish al yedei bezdin, not based on what you said. Okay, that is all the issue of knasos. One final line, and then we'll continue. And that is, it could be, here Tosus and the Russian others say this knas exists earlier. One might say not all knasos are created equal. There are some knasos that are totally arbitrary, like Shloshim Shaleved and Meyav Mosi Shemra. Some knasos are totally arbitrary. But there are two knasos that have to do, that are relative to what occurred. And that's Keren, right? If you say Palganitska Knasa, and Kefa Vadala Vahey. It's not a separate knas, they go by how much you damaged, double what you damaged. So therefore, you might say that those knasos might have a different status. It's not just a knas that's totally arbitrary, that might exist later. Maybe these knasos specifically exist earlier because they are more connected to the keren. There's a language of the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, you have to pay kefel. Why? Nimsa mafsid kashir shebikesh lachaser es chaveiro. It comes out, but you're paid kefel, you now lose what you wanted to be caused the loss. Like similar to Akasha Zamam idea. What does that reflect? It kind of says that, the kefel is a mirror of the keren. So therefore, you might say that this knas is somewhat different. Okay, that's the issue of knasos in based on Shitas Rav. Okay, let's continue now. So Rav says again, keren, you pay by the Shas HaGneima, and kefel Nalveh, you go by Shas HaMadibadim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amina Kinaim V'Shachar Rav Amar Laishmaitz. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. Right, the Sharm Sinan Balacha, whenever this comes up, says, what kind of Lashon is this? Does he really mean it? They just talk it tongue in cheek. Anyway, so Rav Sheshes says he must have been sleeping. We've given a drash to this before earlier. I was trying to find it last night. I think it's one of the times it came up earlier. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, the Brisa is against Rav. Kachusha v'hishmina, let's say a ganav steals a weak animal and he fattens it up. So mishalim tashlimi kefa v'tashlimi dalad v'hei kein sheganav. Look, you see dalad v'hei also go by kein sheganav. Kashan Rav. So answers the Gemara, even though sometimes the Gemara says Rav tanu palig. Rav is allowed to argue, but we'd rather not say that if we don't have to. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Mishum, well, Rav would say, you know what that Bryce is talking about? A case where the Ganef himself fattened up the animal. And therefore the Ganef could say, Mishum da Amar Lei, Anop Patimna V'yachakalt, I fattened up the animal, you're going to take based on my putting into this animal? Can't say that. Meaning that's a separate case. Separate case because the Ganef himself put into the animal. Toshma, Shmeina V'chisha, Misham Tashlumi Kefav Tashlumi Dalad V'hei Kein Sheganav. The other case, Shmeina, let's say the Ganef bought a fat animal and weakened it. So then you pay kefal and al vahey, again kein sheganav, again against Rav. So Gemara says, no, hasam nami, mishum damrinan v'lei. There again, it's a specific case where he says, mali kala kula, mali kala palga. Right? The nignav can say to the ganav, what's the difference if you killed an animal partially or you killed an animal totally? It's your fault. It's your fault that it went down in value and therefore you have to pay what it used to be worth. Right? Mali kala kula, mali kala palga. What does Rashi say? Fascinating Rashi, second line, Malikat Lopalga, second skinny line, Hilka, Miahishaita da Achisha Aschalala Tvicha. From the moment that you started weakening and not feeding this animal, the Tvicha already started already. You want to go, the Tvicha goes by the later moment? No, the Tvicha started at T1, not at T2. And therefore, you're going to pay from the first moment. Tosfos does not like this pshat. Tosfos says, what does that mean? The Tvicha started, what if the animal died? You wouldn't pay tvicha, you wouldn't pay 4 and 5. You didn't shecht it. So how could you say that it started? Look at the bottom toast, the spiritual kudras. If you killed it, so what does that mean? Malikat la kula, malikat la palka. So toast is going to do it. No, it means it's just a parallel. Mali cut lakula de ain hochin basar hadamim dahashta de kanabishinu. Just like if you kill the animal, you want to go by now because you were kone it when you killed it, and you'd go by the earlier time. We'll get back to this later, Bezos Hashem. So too, if you killed it partially, you shouldn't go by the now, but you should go by the earlier. Maybe because there was a shinui there too. So that's what it means. This line comes up also in Masechta Shabbos, if you remember. Mali kat lakula, mali kat lapalga, by Chavala. Tosas quotes, there's a big discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chovel on Shabbos is Chayav Daraisa. If I wound you, right, Bris Mila is an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos, right? Where if it's a Bila Shlob Ismani, you can't do the Bris. If I give you somebody a black and blue mark, it's an Issa Daraisa. Which Av Malacha is Chavala? It's amazing that the Shas doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere. Where, what Malacha is Chavala? So there's three different Shitas in the Rishonim. So Rashi quotes two. Rashi quotes Soveya. Maybe it's Soveya. You're coloring the skin around where the blood is spreading. Coloring the skin. A. Or Rashi also quotes Shochet. Malika lakula, malika lapalka. Tosis quotes this. Right? That's the same lashon. If you move somebody's blood, you're killing half of them. The Rambam holds it's Dosh. Right? So that's what we discussed that. Right? You're moving the blood just like milking a cow. Right? So that's three different Shitas that we've shown him. What exactly is the malacha? But anyway, that's where this lashon also comes up. So it says the Gemara, where the gana fattens up the animal, weakens the animal, that's not what Rav is talking about. So don't ask me kashas from that. What's Rav talking about? Kikama Rav, Yakra Vizulahu Tukama. Rav is talking about a case of fluctuation in market value. That's what Rav's talking about. So hey Chidami, in which direction? In which direction is Rav talking about? Is it went up or it went down? So Ilema. If it's cold, you can put the heat on. I don't know if the heat is on. I know there's 10 inches of snow in New York, if you're listening out there. So we just have some rain, but it's still a little chilly. Not for you, but we're not used to it. If we're talking about a case where it went up in value, where it went from 1 to 4, it was originally worth 1 when you stole it, then it was worth 4. So Karen Kane Shaganav. So if that's the case, if it went 1 to 4, the Karen would go by Kane Shaganav. Shalim Apliga the Rabba, the Rabba. Then Rabba would be against Rabba. Why? To Amar Rabba, because Rav says, Hi, Mandagazal Chavita de Chamra, Mechavre. Somebody steals a barrel from their friend. Mechara Shavi Azuzalab Sav Shavi Dalit. It was worth 1 when they stole it, and then it was worth 4. Zuze. Tavra Oshasia Mishalim Dalit. If the Gazlan smashes it, Gazlan smashes it or drinks it, he has to pay 4 based on what it's worth now. It's Bar Mimela. If it breaks by itself, Mishalim Zuza. You only have to pay a Zuz. But what do you see from there? If you break it, you pay 4. Why do you pay 4 if you break it? So Rashi says, because up until the moment that you broke it, it was considered in the reshus of the nigzal, of the one who you stole it from. So therefore you see, the kolkama, Rashi says, the kolkama, the isabena, as long as it exists, reshus of the mare kaima, it's in the reshus of the mare, to habay ladure, because you have to return it. And therefore only at the time that you break it, are you doing something to be mechayev you. So therefore, what do you see from there? That up until the time that you broke it, it's in the Rishus of the Mare, against Rav. Because Rav says, Karen always goes by Ke'ein Shaganav, and if it goes up in value, it goes by Shasama Adab Adin. What do you mean?
So we say the Ganav isn't Konad at all?
So we will get to that.
Remember we had that whole concept with Nezek, where he steps in the shoes of the
Correct. Gunner? We'll have to talk about Kinyanim. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But says the pashas of the question is that Rav says, Ke'ein Adab Hego by Shasama Adab Adin, but really, and Karen Kate Shagana, but that's against, it's against Rav. It's against Rabba. So the Gemara answers, you're right. If it goes from 1 to 4, that's not what Rav is talking about either. So Rav is not talking about where the Gana fanned it up, where the Gana weakened it, or when it went up in value. The one case Rav is talking about is if it went down in value. Kikama Rav Kagon to be Kar Shav Yadal, Absov Shav Yazuza. If it went from 4 to 1, so then Karen Kane Shaganav, the Karen is Kane Shaganav, you go by 4, Tashlumi Kefav, Tashlumi Dal Vehei, Kishata Hamada Bedin. You go by Hamad Bedin. Period. So two major sugyas that come up here. First, Tava Vishasya. Tava Vishasya, again, major sugyas in this perek. It's known as the Machlokas Ksos in the Nesivis, but really the roots of it are in the Rishonim. What exactly is the Chiyav for Tava Vishasya? Again, it goes from 1 to 4. I break it when it's worth 4. Why am I Chayav at that moment? So let's go backwards in time. Says the Ksos, you know why you're Chayav? You're chayav for mazik. You're chayav for mazik at 4. Why? Because says the Ksos, by definition, you cannot be chayav for geneva unless you do a hotza'a merishus bailim. That's the yisod of the ksos. Unless you take it out of the rishus bailim, you cannot be chayiv. And that's why he explains the tshuva of the Rivash, which is quoted in the Ramah. The Rivash says, kasa of echad shehi'idu alav shechalak im haganav. Let's say somebody is cholik im haganav. You stole something, and I then go and, you know, split up the booty with you. So the halacha is, says the Rivash, I am not pasul la'edus. Even though I'm holding somebody else's property without permission, I'm not pasul la'edus, even though Rosh is the chamas. What do you mean? Anybody who steals, anybody who gambles, anybody who races, you know, what do you mean, Rosh is the chamas? Says the Rivash quoted in the Ramah, no, kasul la'edus. Ask the ksos, but what do you mean? Ask the tumim first. The tumim asks on the Rivash, quoted in the Ramah. What do you mean? Let's say kofar b'pikadon. Kofar b'pikadon, I deny having your object. I'm pasul la'edus. I'm considered a gazlan. So that's worse? Holy God, you took somebody's property. Says the ksos, you know what the secret is? You need a maisa hotza meirushos bailim to be considered a ganav or a gazlan. So therefore, cholikim haganav, you didn't take it out of the rishos bailim. The first guy did. It was already out of the rishos when you took it, so you're not pasul la'edus. Kofar b'pikadon, up until the time that you deny it, it's considered kol hecha di isa, rishos damari isa. The second that you deny it, that you're putting it into your rishos. That's why you're chayev. That's the yisod of the ksos. You need a maisa hotza meirushos bailim. And therefore, says the ksos, if that's my rule, tava v'shasya, you didn't take it out of the rishos bailim. It was ready beforehand. You already stole it earlier. So why are you chayev for at this moment? Right? You already did the maizik neighbor earlier. What must it be? For mazik. That's the chiddush of the ksos. Tava v'shasya is chayev dalid because of hezek. And he quotes other rayas to this as well.
Denying that you stole it is a maizik, can you?
Denying at that moment, because we paskin by pikadon. Let's say if I give you something to watch, I can be makdash it whenever I want.
Right.
Even though I need shalom and vershuso.
At
what
point?
Exactly. At the kofar bipikadon is nechshav hareza gazlan. It's a quasi gazlan, and you're pasul la'edus for that. Because at that moment, it's not a maisa, maybe not a maisa kinyan, but you're chayv an onsen.
Okay.
Right? Kofar bipikadon is
a total kinyan.
It's a kinyan. It's not a physical act, but it's a hotza'am, it's a halachic hotza'am erishas bailam. And therefore, that's worse than cholik and maganav. That's the chiddush of the ksos, and he explains gemaras later on in the beginning of Hagozel along these lines as well. The case of gozel onus yashua bailam, and then the case of the beginning of that parak, I stole something, and then you go and eat it. So who does the nigzal collect from? So one shita is you collect from the original person. Why? Because he did the hotza merishos bailam. He did the hotza. Okay, that is the shita of the ksos, and the ksos has roots where. In the Ran and B'mitzia, where Tav Shasya also comes up, it's B'bakama Samachay and B'mitzia Mem Gimel, two places where Tav Shasya is. So the Ran there, when he quotes the Gemara, he quotes Tav Shasya Mishalim Dalid, Kivan to Ihu Avad Biadayim Hashta Masikla, Diika Be'ena Hadra. Right? The Ksos did not have a Chodesh Ran, but he was Mechavin to the Ran. The Ran holds that it's a case of Mazik as well. The problem is, if you look in B'mitzia where this Gemara comes up, the Girsa that we have is Mefurish against the Ksos. There's one word added in there, in the Gemara there, but Metziah Mem Gimel Man Aleph. The Gemara there says, my time, why do you pay four if you break it? Kivan di Isa Hadra Lamari Be'ena, ha hi shaita te kashasi le odaka tavarla, ka gazal minei. The Gemara says explicitly that Tavarshasi is not a chiyav for Mazik, it's a chiyav of Geneva. And that's what Rashi here says. Rashi right here in our Gemara. Va ha hi shaita te tavar vashasiya hu deka gazala. Says a Beferish, right? He quoting that Gemara in Bamitzia. So that's why the Nesivus, right, in Simon Lama Dalid, quotes the Ksos and says, I disagree strongly. What do you mean, even if you just do a Shinui? It's not Mita Mazik. You know what? He stole it twice here. First time it was Hotsami, which was Bailim. Second time it was Hotsami, which was Bailim, Ligamre. What's the difference? Because Maisa Rishon only took it out of his physical Rishos, but it was still his. But once you did the second one, Tav Rishasya, now you not only took away Bershuso, you took away Shiloh. And therefore, that itself is considered a Geneva Mirishos Bailim. Kishagazla, Meikara, Begazla, Gazla Echad, Kishagazla, Hagazla, Echad, Adayan, Exela, Shalon, Exalhu. Well, Yatsarak, Mirishuso, Shalon, Exal. So, Gazla, Lonos, Yashua, Shem, Inia, Cholnak, Disho. You did something, because we paskin later on, if you steal something and the nigzal did not give up hope yet, you both cannot be machteshit because you both lack something. One lacks shalom and one lacks bershuso. But later on, diakach she'asa shinoi, when you break it, hari asa gazela chadasha shehotzio mishal bailim legamre shemeikara hayadayin shal bailim rak she'ena bershuso nikra aval shalom nikra ukshasa shinoi maisa gabkin ena shalom ve'ein lecha gazlon yoser mizeh. There's no greater gazel, Maisak Zela says the Nesivis, when you smash somebody's object. Not only you didn't just steal it, you smashed it. And therefore, says the Nesivis, there is no way that it is considered, it's definitely considered a gzeva, so it's, how do you, pshat of the Gemara. Tav v'shasi, you pay four, what do you pay four for? Machlokas, the Ran and the Rashi, known as the Machlokas, the Ksos, and the Nesivis. Just one Hosafa to the Nesivis, and then we'll continue. And that is, In our Mishnah, back to our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, you did it on Shabbos, what does it say? The Mishnah says at the ends, Hagonif achar agadif mishalim tashlume kefel. If you gonif and agadif, you pay kefel. Velo hatoveh, velo hamocher achar agadif mishalim tashlume dala vehei. Tzvichu mechira after agadif does not pay dala vehei. Meaning if Reuven steals it, and then Shimon does the shchito mechira, he does not pay dala vehei. Asks Rav Elchanan, on the Gemara, on the Nesivos, for 1 minute, according to the Nesivos, the Tavar Vashasya is a Maisa Geneva. So if I take something that you stole and I'm Tovei HaMocharit, so I should not be Chayav Dal V'Hei. At the same moment in time, I steal it and I do Dal V'Hei. And I'm Tovei HaMocharit. What's the difference, Yisro B'Chan, and according to the Nesivis? According to the Ksos, no problem, because I'm being Mazik. Mazik is not Chayav Dal V'Hei. But Geneva, Tvich HaMechir, is Chayav Dal V'Hei. So it says, Yisro B'Chan, you just have to add one Nakuda, one nuance to the Nesivis. It's only considered a second Maisa Geneva, Lagabe Haganav Atzmo. Regarding the Ganav himself, if he does a second act, so then it's considered a further Maisa Geneva. But Lagabe somebody else is not called a new Maisa Geneva. Lagabe somebody else, Nira Lomar, Dadavka Baganav Shini, Shaganav in Arishon, Miftar Mikra, Divugunim Besa Ish, etc. Avaganav Harishon Atzmo, Kivan Shebiyodo, Kol Shah, Lahaksu, Labailim. So then you have to say, once he ruins the chance of returning it to the Bailim, so that's why it's considered a further Maisa Geneva. Okay, again, obviously there are many nafkaminas between whether it's Hezek or whether it's Geneva, right? Is there a Chiyav Onsin? Is there a Chiyav Onsin? Right? Is there, right? Hezek does not engender a Chiyav Onsin. Is there a Chiyav Kefel? Is there a Chiyav Kefel in the Tavar Vashasya? You pay Dalad Vehei. But yeah, I'm saying you paid four. You pay because it's worth four. Right? One to four. But do you pay Kefel? Is it a further Geneva or is it the Karen? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and others. Mechira. What if you sell it instead of, it goes from one to four and then you sell it instead of smashing it? So is that considered is that a parallel to Tavar Vashasya or not? If it's Hezek, then it's not going to be a parallel to the Tavar Vashasya. If it's still in the world of Geneva, it might be a parallel. Many nafkaminas related to this. There's another one later in the ninth parak, but we'll see if there's time at the end. Remind me to mention 2 days in the rush. Okay, so that is Tavar Vashasya. But let's talk for a minute about the other aspect of the sugya. And that is what Mr. Spalter asked before. What does it say? That if it broke Memewa, you pay a Zuz. Again, if it goes from one to four, if I smash it, then I pay four. If it breaks by itself, I pay one. Ask the Ramban, why do I only pay one in that case? Right, he's a Ganav. He was originally a Ganav, right? A Ganav generally has a Chiyav Onsin. A Chiyav Onsin. We discussed that many times. Tosas Adaf Yidalev, Tosas Adaf, what was it? Nun Heim Abeiz, Nun Vavim Abeiz, the Tosas that talks about Kinyanim. So even if it breaks by itself, why do you only pay one? You should pay four. Broke by itself, it was an Ones. A Ganav is Chayav Onsin. That's the Ramban's kasha. So why don't you always pay four? So says the Ramban, there is a difference between a Shoel's Chiyav Onsin and a Ganav's Chiyav Onsin. Says the Ramban in Bamatzia, when this Gemara comes up. Shiny Shoel, the Mishas Meshicha Mechayev Mezonosei, Volo Mechayev Onsin at Shah Shvura Bamesa, Uberushusi Demari Hula Mechira. A shoel is chayav ba'onsin only from shas ones. That's a shoel. Once the ones occurs, I'm chayav for it. A ganav is chayav ba'onsin, but you know when the chayav onsin kicks in? At T1, not at T2. That's why you're going to pay only one. It's from a melee, you're right, you're chayav ba'onsin. You're only going to go by T1 because your chayav ones kicked in earlier. But nafkim, your shoes by limb regarding onsin there. That's why you only pay one. The Ritva even has a stronger lashon. The Ritva b'metzia there has the same kasha to and contrasts she'ila and geneva. But listen to the language of the Ritva. The yeshlomar de shoel lo kanya klau v'lo afki mirshas bailim. A shoel is really not kone at all. He's not kone at all. He has a chiyavonse, but he's not kone at all. Masha'en kein gazlan. Kasha says, not kone at all. Why is it? Where does the chiyavonse come from? What's a chiyavonsin? If an earthquake happens, so then I'm chayv. That's a reflection of bilus, right? That's gonna be a reflection of, oh, I should have guarded it. If I own something and an ones occurs, I have to bear the loss. So where could you have a chiyavonsin from if you don't own it at all? So the Achronim, I heard from Rabbi Sachs a long time ago that maybe the point is that here you have to say it's a hischayvus midas. It's just an obligation that he takes upon himself, really not flowing from any. Anything. I could be mischayv myself to you, anything. So I'm mischayv to accept the chiyav onsin. But really, it's not flowing from bailus. It's a very extreme formulation of the ritva. You didn't have to say that. The Ramban said the same idea with just not as an extreme formulation. It's just that when the chiyav onsin starts.
Clearly, the shoel's not kone, because like you said, you could be makdish it while the shoel borrows it.
I'm saying the shoel is the nish, right? The owner could be makdish it, but the shoel has hishtamshus. He has ability to use it. He has it, and he has. So where does the chibonza come from?
There's a kinyan shmirah, and then there's a kinyan where it's yours rightfully or wrong.
Same thing, but shomer, the other shomerim cannot use it, right? There's something different about a shoel.
Right.
Something different about a shoel.
That's with that shmirah that he's
so generally, yeah. Right? Generally, we assume there's some type of kinyan in contrast
but
to the other shomer.
There's two different kinds of kinyan, because we just said that a ganav is kone from the moment he takes it in terms of what he's responsible for.
Right, so right.
But he's not koned in terms of
onsen. Well, onsen by the geneva starts right away.
In terms of other things, like when he smashes it, then he deprives it from the owner.
Right, well, that he's ruining harishal chol fanecha. Whether that's
he's ruining what he was already koned.
Right, it's a question whether he's ruining the koned again, or maybe he's like the so says he's being mazik. You have to know exactly. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Chanina l'siyui l'Rav. Rabbi Chanina brought a raya to Rav. Right, Rav's din. Karen Kain Shaganav and Kevon Dalav Hekatas Madabedin. So, Balbayis Shaton Tainas Ganav Bikadon. A Balbayis that's towing Tainas Ganav Bikadon. Manish Bavahoda. And he swears that he didn't steal it. Vahoda that he admits. Ubo Edom and then Edom King. Right, like our yesterday's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Right, that was the highlight of the shir. Imachalo Bo Edom Hoda. Mishalam Karen Vachomish Vahasham. If he admitted before Edom came that he had lied, then he plays Karen V'chomesh, and a fifth is what we call 25%, it's a fifth after you pay it, V'asham, and you give a carbon asham, right? This is asham gazelos, in Parshas Vayikra. V'mishavo Edom hoda, but once you admit after Edom came, b'shav deshlo mekefel, you have to pay kefel, because Edom v'machayiv you kefel, the asham v'chomsho v'asham, and you have to pay give a carbon asham v'chomsho ole lo bekfelo, divrei Rabbi Yaakov, and the chomesh is ole in the kefel. When you pay kefel, that basically takes care of the chomesh. Rashi says right before we turn over last two lines. Gemara will talk about this later. V'lo miftar le ad mishalim chomesh de chomesh kapara de shvuahu. Rashi says it we're talking about a case where the chomesh and the kefel are the exact same amounts. How is that going to be? The Gemara will work it out. It has to be that way, says Rashi, because the Chomesh is Kapara Deshvua, whatever that means. Okay, keep that in mind. So Rav Yaakov says that you once the Edom come, you pay Kefal, and the Asham goes with the Kefal. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, no, Berosho, V'chamishi so, Mamon ha-mishalim Berosh, Mosef Chomesh, Mamon she-mishalim Berosh, ain't Mosef Chomesh. Say the Chachamim, no, in this type of case, there is no Chiyav Chomesh. You only have to pay chomesh when you're paying just principal. Then you have to add on a fifth. But if you're not paying the principal, you're paying double, there is no chomesh. There's no chiyuv of chomesh. Shimon ben Yochai Omer adds on. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Ein chomesh v'asham mishtalim b'makam sheish kefel. Not only do you not pay chomesh unless you pay the karen, you also don't bring a carbon. Fine. So ketani miyas, but what did the first shita say? Chomesh olo b'kfeilo div Rabbi Yaakov. The first opinion of Rabbi Yaakov was that the chomesh is ola in the kefal. So heichidami, what exactly is the case where the chomesh is ola in the kefal? So ilema, and again, the Gemara is assuming that in order for one to work for the other, it has to be this exact same amount. So it can't be included. Elema demikar shavya dalid l'pshov shavya dalid. Are we talking about a case where it was worth the same all along? So chom she'ololo b'kfelo? That doesn't work. Why? Kfela arba. The kfel is another 4, because it's double what it was worth. V'chom she'zuza. And chom she'zuz. Remember, it's 25%. So it can't be that case. So elalav, it must be talking about a case demikar shavya arba u'l'pshov shavya zuza. It went from 4 to 1, like the case we said Rob was talking about. De kfela zuza. Kfel, you only pay 1, because you go by shas hamad b'din. V'chom she'zuza, and the chomesh, which is an expansion of the keren, you go 1 zuz. Alma Karen Kesha Gana Tashlumi Kefa Tashlumi Dalva Hikshas Madabadin. So isn't this a right to Rav? Rabbi Yaakov Shita is a right to Rav. So the Gemara answer is no, maybe not. Amar Rava La Ola De Mekar Shavi Dalva Mahajanami Shavi Dalva. Maybe it was worth 4 and it's still worth 4. Vita Kakasha Kfela Dalva Chom Shezuza. Aye, you said if that's true, then it's not going to work out. The Kefa is going to be 4, right? Double the payment, and the Chom is only going to be 1. Hakam Mayaskina. No, this is what we're talking about. Kyochi Nishba Vachazar Vinishba Abra Pa'amim. You first swore and you lied about it, then you admitted I was lying. And then the next day you say, No, I swear I don't have it. And no, I was lying. No, I really do swear that I don't have it. No, I was lying. 4 times in a row, so you're chayav a chomesh for every single time. The Torah, Amra v'chamishi sav, HaTorah ribsa chamishios harbi b'keren achas. The Torah included many payments of chomesh. Period. Says the Rashba, it's got to be that you did this in various different bati dinim. Because once you did it twice in one bezin, you're muksa kafra. So you wouldn't accept any more shrua. So it has to be that you did this in different bati dinim, and therefore that's how you got away with it. Period. Let's do a little bit more. Amarar. V'cham omrim barosha v'chamishi. So manam mishalim barosh was of chomesh, manam mishalim barosh in most of chomesh. So the other sheet of the chachamim, that you don't pay chomesh unless you're paying just keren. Avalasha maisi, but according to the second sheet of the chachamim, you'd still bring the karban. Asham, even if you're paying kefel. So maishta chomesh de lo mishalim, why don't you pay chomesh when you don't pay keren? Dechsiv berosho v'chamishi so. Berosho, when you pay the principal, that's when you're going to pay the chomesh. Asham nami lo mishalim. So asham too, the carbon also, you shouldn't have to pay when you don't pay keren. Dechsiv berosho v'chamishi so. So why don't you say that? So the Gemara says, ve'es ashamo, dechsiv berosho v'chamishi so ve'es ashamo. So the asham is also connected to the berosho, the keren. So I'm the Charabanan S Paske Kra. No, you have the word S between the word Barosho and Ashamo. So that's why carbon has its own existence. A carbon you give a carbon even when you're not paying the carbon. Vershim Bayachai V'es Arve Kra. No, it's V'es. So that puts it together. So for Rabbanan Amr Yachal, the Rabbanan say, what do you mean the Vav? Lo Vav Lo S. Don't say either one. Don't darshan the vav. The fact that it says a word there means there's a hafsek between them. No, es lo sagid lo kasav. It had to say the word s. Why? La afsuke bein mamon gavoh lamamon hedyo. To have a hafsek between mamon gavoh, the karbon, and mamon hedyo, the chomesh that you're paying. Hilkach asavav arve kra. And therefore, you needed the vav. Once you needed the s to be mafsek, and then you needed the vav to then bring it back together. Fine. What's the machlokes over here? Whether you need that, he says you need the s to be mafsik between the chomesh and the karban, and the other sheet that says you didn't need it. What's the machlokes about? Another question: why was the Gemara assuming, and this whether we're showing a hold, that the chomesh and the kefil have to be exactly the same? Why couldn't you say even if the kefil's more, the chomesh is included? Yish bechlama sayimana. What does it have to be exactly the same for? And a number of other questions. But without the other questions, just going into the answer. Answer is, there's a big question in the Rishonim. How do you look at the Chomesh? Kefil is a Knas. If we look at a Knas is more focused on the giver than the receiver. It's not like I owe you the Kefil or the Dalai Bahay. It's the Torah's Mekones me. It's fines me. Mamon, if I owe you something, so then obviously the focus is on your getting it, not on my giving it. But what about Chomesh? Is Chomesh more about... it's in the world of mamonis, or is it more in the world of the giver, what we would call a kapara? We find in other cases, by truma, if you eat truma by accident, you have to pay a chomesh to the kohen, and that's called a kapara. Called a kapara, you need kapara, the kohen can't be mochelet, one of the nafkaminas, whether it's kapara or mechila. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim, so that could be the issue behind what is happening here. That's to be exactly the same amount. Why? What did Rashi say, the bottom of Amun Aleph? This is kapara de shvua. It's not just a payment, which could be included. it needs to be clear. The language of the Shita B'Kubetzes is even more striking. He says, "Ve'ein Birsh Rashi, ve'ein Chomish Nikar, shehu Muvla B'Tocha Kefel." It can't be Muvla. It's got to be Nikar V'Nira, because this is a kapara payment. And maybe that's why, that's the pshat also of the Machokas Tanaim here. What does Rabbi Yochai say? He says, you have to have an S between the Chomesh and the Karban. Why? Because Rabbi Yochai holds that there's a big difference between them. Chomesh is Mamanis, while Karban is Gavoa. Karban is Kapara. Well, the other Shita says, you don't need a Hefsik. You don't need the S in between. Why? Because maybe the Chachamim say that really, Chomesh is not so far away from Karban. Maybe both of them are somewhat connected to the Kapara element, and therefore, that's why you don't need to ask. And as I alluded, other nafkaminas, whether you can be mochel, what about bisman hazeh? What about bisman? Is there chomish bisman hazeh? It's amazing. The Rush holds that there's no chomish bisman hazeh. He does not say why. He just says it. There's no chomish bisman hazeh. Says the Shiltos. I don't understand. The Shiltos quotes it. Let me just find this Shiltos. Here it is. The Shiltos in Kuf Yates quotes it, and then Itziv says, if Chomesh is Mominus, then it should be apply Bizman Hazeh. If it apply Bizman, I'm sorry, there's opposite Shitas, let me just remember which way he holds. The Shilto says that it is Shayach Bizman Hazeh because there is a Kapara element. A person has to get Kapara, and it's a Kapara that you can even do today. You don't need a carbon for this Kapara. But if it's a Mominus element, it's still a Mominus that's more than what he did, so it could be connected parallel to Knas, and therefore it wouldn't be Shayach Bizman Hazeh. The Menchas Chinuch in Kuf Chav Tes says exactly the opposite. He says, I have no idea why Chomesh doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. It definitely should apply, because even though some Rishonim say it's Kapara, I think it's Mamon, and therefore Mamon should apply Bizman Hazeh, and I have no idea. He says, Sarachi and Gadol, Deniro lead the Chomesh Noi Bizman Hazeh Bepshitus. But then he ends off, Achkivan da Harishonim v'Hachronim Pashut Etzlam De'eno Noheg Batzla Daiti Ach Torahi V'Hashem Yizbarach Yar Einai. Says, this is a sign that's always bothered me. We should have problems like the Menchas Chinuch has problems. He says, I have no idea why there's no Chomesh Bizman Hazeh, especially according to many Rishonim, who holds that it is Mamas. Okay, there's a lot more, but we got to move. This is Merubah, as there's always going to be a lot more. Let's continue. Amar Rebbe Law. Here we go. Starting the world of Shinui. Amar Rebbe Law. If you steal a young sheep and it becomes an older one, if you steal a calf and it becomes an ox, so that shinui occurs, and it's a shinui, and therefore you're a kona it. And talachu machar, therefore, if you then do tzvichu mechira, you're potter from tzvichu mechira because you shechted your own animal. Tzvichu mechira is only if you shecht your friend's animal. Asvir Bechanil Rabbi Law, Rabbi Chanin Asr Rabbi Law, Ganav Tlevenasa Ayel Egev Nasa Shor, Vishadash Lubekev Vatashumi Dal Vekein Shaganav. Right, we have a Brisa that says that if any of these changes happens, Kevel and Dal Vekein go by Kein Shaganav. 1 minute. Visaka Taitach Kanye Beshinoi, but if it's yours, so am I Mishalim. Shalot of Eshlo Mocher, why do you pay Dal Vekein at all? Why do you pay Kevel and Dal Vekein? It's yours. The Shini Kur, you should be Patur. So Amalei, so he says to him, Rabbi Law says back, Velamai, Shini Lokani. What, you're saying Shini is not Kone? So then I'm Shalom Kei Shaganav, Shalom Kei Hashta. So if you're saying Shini is not Kone, so then, you know, you should pay based on now, because now is when you did the Tvicha Mechira. So Amar Lei says, no, Kei Hashta, I had a time with Elom Shalom, why didn't you pay as of now? Yishum to Amar Lei, Tura Ganvi Mimcha, Dichra Ganvi Mimcha. Did I steal an ox from you? Did I steal an old sheep from you? Meaning, even if you don't say Shinui Kone, there is a concept of not being able to say, Hareshel Chalfanecha, here's your animal back. It's a very important line. We'll get back to that probably tomorrow. Right? This is the Shita that says, Shini ain't no Kone. No. Even if you say Shini is not Kone, you still can't say, Hareshel Chalfanecha, here's your animal back. So Amar Lei, so he answers him, Rachmana Lislan Mehai Daita. Oh, what a terrible thing to say. So Amar Lei says, back to you, Adarabah, Rachmana Lislan Mehai Daita Didach. What is going on here? They are very serious, emotionally involved. Rachmana Lislan from saying such a thing. Very unusual. Wash it in the Gemara. We'll have to get back to that. But just one thought for today. And that is where the Gemara says, where Rabbi Law quotes, that if this Shinui happens, and then you are Tovechu Mocharit, Shalohu Tovech Shalohu Mocher, your Pater, look at Rashi. All the Achronim talk about this Rashi, even the Rishonim. Nasa Shinui Biyadu V'Kna'o B'Shinui Laha Milsa. If a Shinui occurs, you're Konid for this thing, Dim Tovechu Machar Shalohu Tovech V'Chulu. So Rabbeinu Peretz already notes, why is Rashi seems to be limiting it? The Gemara says Shin and Kona. So Rashi says, regarding this issue, seems to be very limited. Very limited. Why would Rashi do that? Why wouldn't Rashi just say, right, Shin and Kona? So there's a textual point and a conceptual point. The textual point is, Rabbi Law himself seems to do it. Because what does Rabbi Law say? The animal changes. There's a shinu in your kona it. Why does he then have to give an afkamina? And therefore, tovecho mocher, your pater. There are many halachas that apply. It sounds like from the Gemara, shinu kona, and therefore, so it sounds like maybe only this. That's A, where Rashi might have gotten it from a textual level. But then from a conceptual level, Rabbeinu Peretz discusses, this shinu is not the same as other shinuim that we're going to see. There are many types of shinuim. What's the shinui? It's a shinui de memela. It's a shinui that you didn't do anything. It just happened. The animal matures. That's a very low-level shinui. Low-level shinui like that, so maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Legabe this is shinui kone. But it's not a shinui legabe other things. After all, it's this question. Rabbi Chanina rejects the whole concept of shinui kone. Rabbi Chanina said, no, shinui is not kone. There are psukim we're going to have that teach me shinui kone. So what might you say? No, Rabbi Chanina rejects this shinui as being kone. Shinui via dayim, that'll say. Shinui de memela, it occurs by itself, the animal matures, what you do. That's a very weak type of shinui kona, and that's why, maybe that's why Rabbi Chanina would reject it, and that's why Rashi himself limits it. Maybe even a raya that this is out of Rashi, look on the next Amud, where the Gemara is quoting, what's the source of shinui kona? In general, what's the source of shinui kona? Look at Rashi, shinui kona on Samach Vavam and Aleph, hecha deshani luhu biyadayim. Rashi adds that in. Why does Rashi add that in? Will you mashan it biyadayim? Gemara just talking about shini kona in general, because Rashi's emphasizing the regular din of shini kona is biyadayim, ma'isa biyadayim. Shini d'memela is a low level shinui, and therefore it might not apply. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start with Reb Chaim, who talks about the chiluk of shini kona versus inability to say areish chalafanecha, and then we'll get into esnan and avodah zarah and general shinui kona, a lot to talk about. And we'll get into, keep in mind for tomorrow, compensation versus restoration. Whatever that means. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.